The Guardian, doxing is effective tactic against far right. By Charlie Nash on December 19, 2018. In an article for The Guardian, Wednesday, writer Jason Wilson claimed that though doxing is a tactic that has been sneered at by some, it has proven to be effective against ideological opponents and in dismantling the far right. Ironically, the same writer called doxing a danger facing U.S. journalists in June. Wilson claimed in his article that nonviolent activism has played a role in dismantling the far right, including the tactic of doxing opponents, which according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, means to publicly identify or publish private information about someone, such as home addresses or names of family members, as a form of punishment or revenge. By doxing people who participated in online organizing or offline street action, anti-fascists aim to diffuse the danger that believers in violent ideologies present, and to extract a social or economic cost for participation in far-right movements, Wilson claimed, before promoting comments from Antifa activist Emily Gorsinski and Antifa, the Anti-Fascist Handbook author Mark Bray supporting the use of doxing. Emily Gorsinski is a Charlottesville survivor, anti-fascist activist, and data scientist. She has participated extensively in doxing far-right figures, reported Wilson. She says doxing is both about community safety and accountability. Ironically, in June, Wilson published an article in The Guardian describing doxing as one of the new dangers facing U.S. journalists, and noting that the tactic often leads to death threats sent to those who have been doxed. In another Guardian article published in June, writer Arwa Mahdawi also noted that those who dox others often get things wrong, and end up putting others in danger. One such incident occurred last year, when activists began doxing people they believed to have attended the Charlottesville Unite the Right rally, only for it to be revealed that their victims were not actually at the event. As previously reported, the identification attempts inspired several others to become involved, including actress Jennifer Lawrence and journalist Kurt Eichenwald. However, several people with no links to the alt-right or the march were reportedly misidentified, doxed, and subsequently received death threats and abuse from left-wing activists. Charlie Nash is a reporter for Breitbart Tech. You can follow him on Twitter at Mr. Nashington, or like his page at Facebook.